listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Out of Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
You heard it. I'm RJ live, coast to coast. 200 Fox Sports radio stations. 3 o'clock here in Vegas, 6 on the East Coast. We have a show today that I think only we can do. Some days, we're trying to be as good as Colin. I think Colin's the best. I think the other Fox Sports Radio guys, elite guys, we're lucky to be in their company. Today, we got a show no one else can do. Why? Because we got the odds off the ticker, real-time radio. Where are these players going? No one's odds are going to be as understood and updated as ours. But then, what does Straight Out of Vegas do other than that? I think one of the things we do strongly is the fundamentals of the systems, all right? In the NFL, why does this team benefit on the road, blah, 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 right? We've got our theories. Well, we've got our theories of the NBA, and I'll be honest, we've been on fire when it comes to those macro predictions. I think some of the things we're seeing today in the NBA, and I mean today as in recently, apply so strongly to those macro theories. We'll share those and weave that story. In studio, the pros who know, Brad Powers, Steve Fezzik, sports bettors listen for the money, sports fans listen to no more than their buddies. My personal promise, we will deliver the Vegas truth to you, but you can't have pros without Joes. He's in L.A., and he's Jonas Knox.
Always good to be here, RJ, and we start on a Thursday here on Straight Out of Vegas with the Los Angeles Lakers, who have now cleared up a bunch of cap space, enough to sign a max player following Anthony Davis waiving his $4 million trade kicker. That also included the Lakers trading away Mo Wagner, Isaac Bonga, and Jamario Jones to Washington to clear up that amount of space. So, RJ, how does Vegas view all of a sudden all the cash the Lakers have at their hands?
Well, I gotta be honest, I'm shocked, sarcasm alert, because somehow, some way, all of those Twitter guys that are so smart talking about how dumb Palenka, and listen, I don't know Palenka, but I'll tell you this, he's not working, you know, he's not stocking shelves. The guy was was Kobe's agent for a reason, right? Kobe didn't say, let's find a dumb guy, right? Now, we can say, oh, if someone's part of a crew, whatever, oh, the trust factor might sometimes trump their skill set, and maybe not, right? Is oftentimes there's very talented people that don't have the credentials necessarily, and if you know them, you trust them. Nothing wrong with that if you're making a smart decision as a player. Kobe plucked this guy out. He knows what he's talking about. Is he the best GM? No. But the Lakers had a plan all along. And I would say this, and I mean, I could just pass this by, but it would be doing a disservice to the audience. It's something where all last winter, Brad, I'll let you kind of paint the story. On one hand, there was the critics jabbering at the Lakers, and then maybe almost alone in the national media stratosphere was a friend of yours.
Yeah, Mr. RJ Bell was saying, hey,
continue.
Magic has a plan. As long as the Lakers get another max player, aka like an Anthony Davis, everything's
fine. First of all, this isn't another max player.
Yep.
This is potentially the best player in the NBA.
Yes.
Now, Fez, long awaited, the Fez 5 is going to be coming out later in the show. And listen, I don't want to make a big deal about this, but I got to ask Jonas. Now, so yesterday, Jonas, we had plans to do the Fez 5.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of good feedback. Fez was talking a lot. I mean, no big deal, but, and we didn't have a chance to do it. So we put it out on his Twitter and said, tomorrow it is. Did you notice what Colin had today? Colin had his top NBA player randomly today. Now, yeah. It could be a coincidence, right? And I know you follow things very closely you have a little grievance book. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Where does it, does it make it?
Oh, I'm on page 14, but it's only a 16 page book. So,
I don't know if you saw or not, but they got locks over there at the TV studio for breakfast. You don't have that.
No,
right?
I don't.
No. Okay. Fez. Anthony Davis could be the best player in the NBA. We'll find out where he is on your list, but let's just say this. If someone had, let's say, a five-way tie for first, he'd have to be on the list, right?
Yep.
Okay. So, to me, it wasn't just a max guy. It was a guy that, well, let's be honest. If we had to bet who would have a better season this upcoming season, LeBron or AD, and we just pick a really fair analytical model, let's say the PER.
Yep. Player efficiency rating.
Now, there's only three players in the history of the NBA with that player efficiency rating, PER, over a certain score. If you look at, maybe the way to say it is the top three players ever, Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Anthony Davis. Okay. So this is going back. I'm not sure how far that goes back because they got the stats. You would think it goes way back. This guy is in his prime. You know, he's kind of been resting for 2 years. It might be a little rough. I mean, I know he played, but you know what I'm saying. Not those playoff minutes. We got LeBron rested. So Lakers just didn't get a max guy. They got potentially the best player in the league.
And obviously that plays a part of Magic's plan that everything is going to be okay. Maybe we, sell the short term for the long term plan. And the plan is to win a championship in LA. And right now, who's the favorite to win the title this next season? It's the Lakers.
I'm Magic Johnson. You know how many finals I've been in?
Now, people might say, well, Magic's not there right now. Oh, come on. If it wasn't for, think about the dominoes here. If it wasn't for LeBron being there, where would the Lakers be? They'd be where they were in the prior years, right? Which is nowhere. And now they're the favorites, and justifiably so. Here's the thing, though, guys. We talk about the bookies all the time in a negative way. I don't need their bologna sandwiches once a year at the convention or whatever. And you would think today's news, my phone was blown up from alerts. Oh, my gosh, Lakers, $4 million renouncement, and maybe Space Jam 2 is going to somehow augment it, which I wouldn't be surprised, right? Nike money. And you would think the Lakers' odds have improved drastically today. Fez, how much of an upgrade did the Lakers get today?
Lakers did not move at all, RJ. They are 4-1.
Well, hold on a second. The Lakers did not move at all. Even though this is big news, it's blown up my phone with alerts. How could that be?
Because the dastardly bookie had already priced in the very possibility as a probability that the Lakers could pick up a third guy.
That's one of the things the bookies do. They pretty much assume each team's going to have the optimal offseason. Not crazy, like, oh, I never expect, but optimal for what's viable. And then if it happens, they don't get hurt. Oh, yeah, Lakers 4-1, no problem. And if it doesn't happen, oh, we'll move them to 8-1. Oh, you people bought those 4-1 tickets? Tough luck. All right. So big move today. I think the Lakers look good. The question is going to be, and I'll be honest with you, who are they going to get with this third guy? And also, how are they going to fill out the rest of the roster? And, you might be an expert at the NBA salary cap, maybe an expert at the midseason exemptions and all the different things. We really aren't. And quite frankly, most people in media aren't. And it's something we're going to use the next year to try to understand better, because the model that these teams are moving towards, and Golden State's another example of that. You think of that first Golden State team that won the title, and then the team that won 73 games. They were about some good players at the top, a fit, svelte Draymond Green playing some tough defense, et cetera, right? And then they were deep. Oh, Iggy, all of a sudden a sixth man might win the MVP kind of talk, right? Okay. And what did they become? They became a big three with Draymond as a big four. And
260-pound four.
And then what? Well, let's see if we can sign Cousins because he's trying to get, you know, show prove himself and get a big max somewhere else. Let's get this guy. Oh, G League Looney, you know, et cetera. So really, tell me the last team. And again, the Spurs being the exception, and it's been now, what, 6 years or 7 years, in which a team wasn't top-heavy, that the NBA champion wasn't top-heavy. So it's
Mavs, 2011.
Dirk.
Yeah, we're going way back.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a different era in a way. That was the first year of the big three in Miami, right? Everyone's reacting. Right? They beat LeBron in Miami. So everyone's reacting to that at that point. Now everyone's got a chance to try to get their big three, Philadelphia, et cetera, et cetera. But if you have the big three, isn't it oftentimes how 4 through 8 do? But how do they get 4 through 8, right? Is oftentimes it's going to be older players that are willing to take less. It also could be some of this stuff that happens with the exemptions and renounced contracts. So it's going to be interesting to watch the Lakers. But I will say this unequivocally. The Lakers, I would make a major bet, are going to be better in March than they are in December. Meaning they are worried about winning the title. And if they feel good that the league's rules are going to allow them to add one or two players later in the year, you know, post the new year, 2020, I think they'll be fine not being as great early. So if you're looking to bet the Lakers early, one, we've always seen it takes integration. Even famously, that Miami team
started 9-8.
And straight up.
Yep.
And they obviously made the finals that year and then won it the 2 years after. Is that right? No, they won it one. How many did he win with?
Just two.
And then they lost the last year against the Spurs.
Lost the last year.
Okay, that's right. So they made the finals 4 straight times, lost the first and the last.
Yep.
Which is actually the way it happens, right? Right? That first year, you just aren't integrated yet. That last year, you got your foot out the door. You win in the middle. Now, the Lakers would take that now, right? So I think it's going to be an evolution of this team, and it's going to be the Lakers are going to be better later. I also think, and this is going to be a great topic when we come back, who are the Lakers going to get? Because I think there's a list, and we're going to go down the list and also talk about where the destination is likely for those players, if not Los Angeles.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox, and this is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You, the Fan. Coming up here in just a couple of moments, we will continue to take a Vegas look at NBA free agency.
Thank you for joining us each weekday. We have fun bringing the fun of Vegas straight to you right now on the Strip. It's 100 degrees. 100, as the kids say, and the neon is flowing.
One of the big names in free agency is obviously Kawhi Leonard, reigning NBA Finals MVP, and reports say he will set up meetings with the Clippers and the Lakers in L.A., and the Toronto Raptors are expected to get the final meeting with Kawhi Leonard as he decides where he goes in free agency.
Is it true, Jonas, when you have a few drinks, you have a Kawhi laugh imitation?
No.
Just a rumor.
No.
Now, we're going to talk about the key free agents, the guys that deserve, in our assessment, max contracts. But let's think about this in order as we do. Wow, how would they fit with the Lakers? Because that's the key question. If Kawhi made the Lakers or became the third guy on the Lakers, oofa. So let's just accept that would be a home run. What's the odds, Brad Powers?
Yeah, the odds right now, Raptors still the favorite, minus 225. Although
that's dropped off a little bit.
You're exactly right. Slightly down from yesterday, Raptors minus 225, followed by the Clippers plus 150. And if you do believe that Kawhi goes to Lakers, Lakers are 7-1.
That hasn't changed.
That hasn't.
Now, that's interesting because we didn't know he was going to take meetings. Now he's taking meetings, right? Yeah. And the teams are, were they specific with the teams, Jonas?
They said Lakers, Clippers for sure, and then Toronto gets the final meeting. There might be a couple others. I know his father had mentioned, or his uncle had mentioned the 76ers last week.
Hasn't his uncle done enough?
Yes. Yeah. He's done a lot.
You take a rest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, but again, we actually looked at that earlier in some prior shows. Is do we really blame Kawhi's group or do we blame the Spurs? And, you know, we've discussed that. Check out the pod if you want to hear about that. Here's the thing. Fez, you got married how long ago? Broadly.
11 years ago.
Jeez, you can't not have a broad idea.
He can tell you.
I mean, he was counting on his hands, and then he ran out. He didn't know what. Then he touched his nose.
An NFL score from 1992, no problem. When'd you get married?
Yeah, seriously. And the funny thing is, he'll tell that old score in reverse order of who he bat. Like, yeah, I lost that one 3-13. It's like, what language is he talking? It's almost like he's old computer code with the punch cards or something. All right, that's Steve Fezzik. I'm RJ Bell. Now, when you were getting married, did you go on, because it would seem the night to have gone on a last date would have been the night before the wedding. Because let's be honest, right? The day, you know, if you met a girl that had every quality your wife had at the time, and again, understanding you're looking at it from that day's perspective, but also had $10 million in the bank or who knows what else, what would you have done? Right?
Well, what I did was play online poker.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, right? Is, to me, you don't go on a date the night before your wedding. Why in the heck, if Toronto's the answer, is he going on these dates? Woo me. This is like Ari Gold on Entourage, right? Is every time Vince wasn't real happy, it was like, okay, let's go around and get wooed by the other agents.
Wally Balls, it's my alias.
And to me, it's a situation where I think Jonas might have a decent bet. Now, remember, dedicated listeners, Jonas got de-pantsed. Is that a fair way to say it? Bet me even money that Kawhi was going to stay, or he thought Kawhi was leaving. And at the time, you could have got what, Brad?
Minus 250.
Well, minus 250 was on him, was my side, that I was getting it even money. He could have got plus 220 or whatever. So, listen, Jonas is living up to, you know, he's the voice of the fan. He's not a professional. I'm starting to like his side of it a little bit. I really believe that if you look at Kawhi, he might be a genius marketer slash PR guy. Because what did he do? If he was going to, let's assume he was planning to leave all along. Do you disrupt the celebration? Do you make Toronto's victory and the afterglow? Do you make that a sour experience? No. You sit there, you do your laugh. Jonas could do it if he wanted to. And the fact of the matter is, you could see in the movie, the picture dissolve, commercial break, or I guess Netflix, there's no commercials, and you're back, and the next thing, it's Kawhi being walked into the Lakers office, shaking hands. And it's like, oh, this is the next chapter. He bookended this chapter in such a wonderful way if he is leaving. Because think about it, how have other people done it? They're like packing their locker.
Yeah.
You know, there's this sense of he is comfortable. It doesn't, at minimum, there's no animus between Kawhi and Toronto. It allowed him to create a situation, and let's agree, if he does leave Toronto, it won't be as negative a feeling for the Raptors fans as it would have been if he had done it another way. Does everyone see that?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Unlike when LeBron left Cleveland that final game, he tears off his jersey.
He's not someone, all the rumors, he's not shooting.
Yep.
And again, obviously that was a very specific situation. And in this case, Toronto won, but I've seen champions that were disgruntled for whatever reason, and they let you know it. I guess that's one of the advantages. You can't ever tell what Kawhi's thinking. I mean, who knows what he's thinking, right? And that's a wonderful quality in a poker player and whatever. I just feel like that because he played that role so well as a Toronto champion, we might have got lulled into thinking he was staying when what else has he really done to say or, you know, word or action that makes us think there's a better chance of him staying in Toronto than we thought a couple weeks ago, except he's now taking meetings, in our analogy, going on dates with other girls.
And even when he won the championship, he let it slip a little bit with the pronouns. I'm glad you guys won a title in Toronto, not we won the title in Toronto.
Well, Faz, if we parsed every word from you, we wouldn't have anything else to do the next show. And then we'd be parsing your comments upon the parsing. It would get very meta.
Do you guys expect him to, or the odds to change on Kawhi Leonard before he actually makes an announcement? And when do you think that happens?
We've talked about this recently, so I'll say it succinctly. I think, and I heard someone on call and say the same thing, when it comes to, I think KD, he doesn't know where he's going. Meaning there's no way to know unless there's something to know. And I think early on, when it's months and months before the likely decision, the odds are driven by narratives in the media that may or may not have merit. All right, narratives that may or may not have merit. I think the time comes where the insiders know, meaning his internal, whoever we're talking about here, right? Let's keep it with Kawhi, though. His internal group, right? And I guess his uncle won't be calling me with any breaking news. And also then they each got their favorite insider that they do favors for. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, you know, Woj is dropping a bomb. So to me, I think when you see the small moves, Jonas, minus 250 goes to minus 225. That's usually narrative. Oh, he's taking meetings. When you see the odds move drastically, it's usually based on information.
All right. One of the other free agents out there, guys, is Kyrie Irving. What does Vegas think of Kyrie's potential next destination?
All right. Let's start with the odds.
Yep. Nets overwhelming favorite. Minus 400 for the Nets. Got to bet $400 to win 100. Lakers 3-1, not too bad. Knicks 10-1.
Okay, real quick, because these guys are kind of tied, and let's tie it together. And when I say tied, I mean there's a correlation, at least people are speculating, with Kyrie and with Kevin Durant. What's Durant's odds?
Nets minus 150. Now, that's up a little bit from yesterday. That was kind of even money yesterday. Now it's Nets minus 150, Knicks plus 150.
All right, so just to be clear. So yesterday they were saying about 50-50 go to the Nets if you forget the VIG for a minute, and now it's even better than 50%. Yep. And again, one thing I've learned as a friend of Colin off air is he is told things, and he always talks about this. I can't tell you. Because when he says, you know, to the audience, I can't tell you because I committed not to blah, blah, blah. But you can hear, if you listen to him enough, you can hear him when he knows something. He's saying something a little more often. And I would say the times I've sensed, and again, I would never ask him off air, just put him in a bad spot. And again, Jonas, that's how you grow friends in this business.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, when you come in as a disruptor, I mean, you end up, you know, maybe all the china is broken, but now how are you going to eat?
The weekend overnights changes
people. No locks.
I'm telling you, weekend overnights.
So to me, I really trust these media guys that really know things, but don't always act like, aren't always sharing what they know. And obviously, when it comes to New York City, Stephen A. Smith knows his stuff. He said today, from what he heard, it's a done deal, Kevin Durant to the Nets and Kyrie. Now, who knows, right? And especially with Kevin Durant, he ebbs and flows. But I think it seems likely right now that if Durant and Kyrie, both favorites now, to go to the Brooklyn Nets, that's going to be interesting. You know, we looked at this. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. So let's kind of recap on the Lakers, and then I want to talk about the Nets real quick. So if the Lakers got Kyrie, blackjack. If they got Kawhi, blackjack, right? Now, Kawhi's better than Kyrie, but still, if Kyrie's your third, that's doing really pretty good. Well. They won a title with Kyrie as the number two.
Yep.
And Kevin Love was not close to the number two that year.
Yep.
All right. Now, the next group. And I think we've kind of got Kevin Durant taken care of now, and he's not a Laker option. Even if he wanted, I'd be interested. If he wanted to come to the Lakers, would they take him? Wow. Because on one hand, you would say, yeah, because you get all those other years. On the other hand, they made this trade, the Lakers, for just 1 year of Anthony Davis. Because the theory was he would sign with the Lakers after his contract was over anyway. And thus, all of that trade, all those players, all those draft choices was for 1 year. But people said, wait, hey, it's okay because LeBron's only got a couple prime years left. Yeah. Now, do you waste now, they still could win it, but boy, if they had to use a max on Durant, yeah, that's fascinating. But I think it's not going to be an issue. All right. So who else could the Lakers get that wouldn't be blackjack, as we like to say? Jimmy Butler doesn't seem possible, or it doesn't seem likely. What's the odds on Butler?
Yeah, believe it or not, the Rockets, even money. So basically 50% chance that Jimmy Butler goes to the Rockets, followed by the 76ers plus 150.
So you're saying right now, let's say it clearly, is Jimmy Butler, based on the betting odds, has a better chance to play for the Rockets next year than the 76ers?
Yep. That's kind of shocking. And then after the 76ers drop off, Nets 8-1. That would be some. Clippers 8-1 as well.
Okay. Now, Butler there. Butler improved his stock, I think, amongst the analytics guys against the discerning NBA fans in the playoffs this year. So he'd be a good number three.
Yep.
But not likely to the Lakers. Kemba Walker looks like Boston, right? Jonas's buddy Woj had a report on that. What's the odds?
Well, yesterday the Celtics were the favorite. They were plus 150. They took those odds down today after the announcement that Woj had. So the Celtics were already the favorite yesterday, and now they took the odds down. That says the Celtics very likely to get Kemba Walker.
Okay, so here's the thing. We've spent the first half of the show talking about the good position the Lakers are in, and I think it's correct. But if they don't get Kawhi or Kyrie, and it seems unlikely they would get Jimmy Butler or Kemba, now who's next? Who's last? Or who's at the bottom of the list? And you've got D'Angelo Russell. Well, that would be fun, right? Tobias Harris, Chris Middleton, and Big Al. Big Al, as I call him. What's his last name, Brad?
Horford.
Oh, yeah. Big Al. It strikes me that if they don't get a blackjack, it's a disappointment. Is there a middle ground? Give me the guy, open question. Give me the guy if the Lakers got as their number three with this max money that you would say, okay, don't love it, don't hate it. Now, I get you might say, Big Al, you can't hate him, but as you know, and the analytics guys love him, but it feels like a disappointment for a max. It's either a home run or a disappointment, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I would think they need shooting. Middleton would be something that would...
But as a max guy?
I know. That's it. Yeah. They would have to split it up. Mm. You're either getting
But he's going to get a max offer from somebody because there's the... It's like Fez back at the Sadie Hawkins dance. I mean, finally there's a couple people left. What are you going to do? Right? Yeah. Fez?
I guess.
Did you go to the Sadie Hawkins? You don't even know what it is, do you?
Oh, yeah.
That's probably a sign.
Amy Hamill.
Oh, wow. It's amazing. You can't remember that. But you couldn't remember
your wedding date.
Exactly.
Uh-oh.
And he doesn't remember what... Well, if there's any example of why divorces happen, you just heard it, kids. Do what Fezzik does with the betting, not with the women. Let's just say that. In just 1 minute, we're going to tell you what NBA teams should do if they really want to win titles.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Straight Outta Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up 12 minutes from now here on FSR. You don't want to miss it because we might, I repeat, we might actually get to Steve Fezzik's top five NBA players. I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You the Fan. He's the voice of Vegas, RJ Bell.
And as Jonas was bringing up earlier in the show, speculation around the FSR studios about Collins Steel and Fez's idea. Again, Jonas is much more aggressive with that kind of stuff. But someone did make an interesting point. You know, Fez has been talking about his Fez 5. Colin had his list today, coincidentally. But Fez, I don't think he could have copied you because he didn't have a 5-way tie for first, right?
Well, it helped.
That was your original list.
It helps prevent me from being wrong, doesn't it?
I mean, Brad, how funny was that?
Oh,
I got my top 30, RJ. It's like, great, who's the top five? Or, I'm sorry, who's number one? I got a 5-way tie. it took him 2 extra days, but we've got that list. Hopefully, we'll get to it. We may not. What makes an NBA winner? Because I'll be honest, if you just ask yourself that question, I don't think you're going to get the right answer because I think it's so different than it was just 10 years ago. I'm going to run this down fast, and then we're going to talk about this all summer, all next year for the NBA, but let's build a foundation of what makes an NBA winner as a franchise. So I think number one is location. Right? Now, what are the factors in location? Taxes, you hear that all the time. State taxes now, right? And also local. In L.A., there's a lot of local taxes. I think Jonas lives just on the border to avoid that, but that's his, you know, him in L.A.
It's Mexico. Yeah, it's my little Mexico.
The weather. And, Brad, you had an amazing stat on the College World Series. When it came to northern teams.
Yeah, so Michigan last night ended up losing to Vanderbilt. Had Michigan won the World Series last night, they would have been the first Big Ten team. And basically, you take away the Pac-12 on the West Coast and the Sun Belt, Michigan would have been the first team to win it since 1966, a cold weather.
I'm sorry, I'm confused. You said take away blah, 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 blah. So who, it would have been the first team when?
Since 1966.
Okay, but which teams are we talking about?
We're talking about Big Ten teams, northern, cold weather team.
All right, so it makes sense, right? It would have been first time in decades and decades a cold weather team would have won in baseball. Why? Because in February, it's hard to practice, right? If it's warm weather. So it's not only throwing in football, for example, warm weather teams help. Who wants to hang out in 20 degrees if you can avoid it, right? Also, how much action is there? Can you feel your wealth? Because if you're going to be rich, you might as well feel it, right? If you're in Warren Buffett, we can exalt the fact that he's in Omaha, and I do, but he's not feeling his wealth, right? He's fine with it, but most NBA players want to feel it. Number two, team brand, right? Everything between the Lakers and the Clippers 5 years ago, almost everything was the same, right? Weather, location, obviously, but one was the Lakers, one was the Clippers, and I think we've seen what that Lakers brand can do with LeBron coming there. Number three, how much ability does that team have to win? But here's where I think your first instinct's going to be wrong. It's not just the players on the team. It's the players on the team plus the cap space, which means future players. Because if you actually look at the Lakers, they purposely went through a ton of draft choices. And they took a shot at getting a superstar. When they didn't, they traded them all away for what? Pretty much cap space. So if you come in with the existing players like Golden State had, Durant's going to come there. But if you also have a bunch of clear cap space, that's appealing too. Same thing with coaches. Coaches don't matter. The front office does. The owner does. Because if you come in as a great player, you're going to get the coach you want, right? And if you got a great coach already, you're fine. So it's not just players, it's cap space, it's not coaches, it's front office. And to me, I think it covers it. I mean, one more time, taxes, weather, how much action is there, all goes to location. Team brand, also, do you have the players or cap space? And do you have the front office slash ownership group that's going to enable the players, that's going to let them feel their wealth in another way? LeBron's got his buddies with him. Now, I defy anybody, and we'll think about it during the commercial, if any of our crew can do it, show me a situation where a team is one that doesn't get a lot of good grades on these marks. And this is a good tease, we're going to be talking about, in the next segment, the three teams with the best chance to win titles in the next 5 years. So half a decade, Brad's picking three, Fez is picking three. I'm going to grade them against our new report card list for a winning team in the NBA.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You, the Fan. We are getting back into a topic we have been on the past couple of days here on Straight Out of Vegas. And the question is, if you had to take three teams in the NBA to win a title in the next 5 years, who would it be?
So think of it like this, guys. Is every time one of your three teams wins, you get $1,000. Which three teams would you want for the next 5 years? Now, you guys agree on two of them. First one, I agree with 100%, Milwaukee. Milwaukee's a team that's going to win titles. Great chance in the next 5 years. Why, Fez? Let's start with you.
Because you got Giannis. And we saw with Kawhi Leonard this past year, if you've got a superstar like that, it doesn't matter the supporting cast. You can craft team.
Yeah, but that's the thing. The supporting cast matters. It doesn't have to be perfect now. Milwaukee has Giannis, who's getting better, right?
Yep.
And they've got salary cap space to go back into that concept that we've talked about. They're going to put in guys around him. And as long as he stays good, I think Milwaukee has a chance every year in his prime.
Yeah, right? And NBA history says you need at least a top five elite player if you want to win a championship more often than not, RJ.
Team number two, you both agree with. I double disagree. Golden State. Wowza. It's not who won the titles in the last 5 years. Make your case quickly.
Sure. Well, I'm hopeful Klay will return to his form that he was showing.
So you mean in year two?
In year two. And obviously you got Steph and the real unknown, Draymond Green. How long can Draymond stay as a
top player?
All
right, so we were talking about a potential bet. We bet in year five, will Draymond Green, so 5 years from now, will he average over 20 minutes in the NBA?
Yes, and I said he will.
And I said no, and we bet $1,000. Think about that, guys.
Wow.
I mean, that's going to be a nice collection when I do it. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. Now, I disagree with Golden State, so let's bet this. I'm gonna personally take the Lakers. I'd rather have Golden State to win titles in the next 5 years. Or check that. The Lakers to win titles than Golden State. And remember, here it's cold cash over hot takes. We bet if we disagree. So I'm taking Lakers. You guys have Golden State. And what are we going to do? 500 on that each?
Yep.
All right. Last one now. Each of you have a last team. You've got Philadelphia.
Yep, hoping Embiid stays healthy. I got Philadelphia with a high ceiling, but
doesn't sound confident.
They could crash and burn. It's possible.
But here's the thing. Simmons, and we'll talk about this tomorrow too. We got sound from Addie Holt we'll talk about tomorrow. But to me, Simmons and Embiid just don't play well together. You only take one of them. What do you got left? You've got borderline playoff team. So I'm going to again take the Lakers against the Sixers for just 500.
It's going to be a very profitable show for you.
It won't be bad. Yeah. All right, last thing, Brad Powers, you've got your third team.
I got the Raptors, and my assumption is obviously Kawhi's going to stay in Toronto, which he's favored to do so right now. Uh-huh. If he stays in Toronto, I feel pretty confident.
You'd still rather have Toronto than the Lakers?
I'd rather have the Lakers than my Warriors. Let's just put it that way.
All right, guys, so this is what just happened. You wonder why sometimes should I be doing this show? Is it worth my time? It is. Hafez just handed his whole wallet. I don't take wallets. I take rolls. Remember that. Now, here's the thing. And let's just recap it quickly. To me, if you look at, wow, you got to do this.
What are you doing? Wise guy don't carry his money in a wallet. Hey, wise guy carries money in a roll.
The Lakers are the only team that I think in this five-year horizon have a heck of a chance of winning in year one, but a heck of a chance in year five. You know why? Because if LeBron's gone, maybe LeBron's going to be superhuman and keep playing great. But if he's not and he's gone, you still have AD at the end of his prime, and you still got the Lakers. You still got the weather, and they're going to bring in the next version, like Matthew McConaughey said. The next version is going to come along.
Guys, we are straight out of Vegas. We will be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio. The Odd Couple is next on many of these Fox Sports Radio affiliates. We'll be back tomorrow. You can always listen to the show on the iHeart Radio app.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeart Radio app.